this one jumped right out at me because it was very specific and I felt it was right up my alley.
Upon completion of Leadership Buffalo, Dr. Janelle Morris completed a short questionnaire about what she could contribute to a mentor-mentee relationship. It was shortly after Morris received a list of potential candidates as part of an effort to increase women-to-women partnerships. On that list was the name Stephanie Peet, who was very specific about her requirements for a mentor.
I really wanted a woman who was African-American. I made that very clear in the application.
Peet is the Internship and Career Pathways Program Supervisor for Say Yes Buffalo. She saw the mentorship opportunity on LinkedIn and knew she wanted to apply.
One of the, I would say, obstacles in what I do is that I'm usually the only Black woman in the room. Very isolating, and I just begin to think that, am I supposed to be here? You know, is my voice as important as everyone else's? So I really wanted a Black woman to help me navigate those different experiences.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports only 6.5% of the workforce is Black females, compared to nearly 36% white females. But more women are taking the time to mentor. According to LinkedIn, Generation Y, or ages 18 to 29, boasts the highest percentage of women who have been mentored or are being mentored, at 51%. That compares to 43% for Generation X, ages 30 to 44, and 34% of baby boomers, ages 45 to 66.
So I was like, I think I want what she's looking for.
As Chief Accountability Officer and Chief Information Officer for Buffalo Public Schools, Morris serves as a mentor because she appreciates how significant such a relationship was for her.
I just remember as an emerging professional, it was very difficult to find somebody who could serve as a mentor. But once I was able to find people who were able to just kind of take me under their wing, even partially, that was really supportive to me as I grew as a professional.
One needs to be proactive. LinkedIn also found that 67% of respondents who had never mentored said it was because no one ever asked.
I signed up for Women Who Lead, and it was pretty straightforward. The application process was about maybe 10, 15 minutes, and then like within 30 days, I was able to get matched.
The first meeting, we got to introduce ourselves to one another, and then we also used the opportunity to say, here's how we wanted to approach each meeting. So not necessarily coming up with a list of structured activities, mm-hmm. but just kind of saying, all right, next month when we meet, I know this is coming up. I'd love to hear your take on this.
I know a lot of people who may be engaged in a mentoring relationship, and it's not a priority. You know, you have to remain committed. So making sure that you are following through and really taking it seriously. It's not just, you know, coffee. It's really like being mm-hmm. prepared to discuss some things that are going on professionally and, you know, being able to follow up.
A 2014 report by Center Talent for Innovation found Black women are nearly 3 times more likely than white women to aspire to a powerful position with a prestigious title. Black women also are more likely to have clear long-term goals and confidence than white women, but also report feeling more stalled in their career and unappreciated by their bosses. Both mentee and mentor say their relationship has been valuable.
Yeah, I love it. Like, I don't have to problem solve on my own. I really love having someone who I can, you know, shoot ideas past and get some honest feedback. I've learned to be straightforward with people. I think I've grown in confidence as far as tackling the different scenarios that I encounter on a day-to-day basis at work. I don't question myself as much.
I think it's a great way to help build up the professional capacity of women, to help encourage us to stay in leadership positions. And I think it's a very fulfilling role to play if you're given the opportunity to do it.
You can find a link to the Women Who Lead Mentorship Match on our website at wbfo.org. Marian Heatherly, WBFO News.